news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06 FM Talk 106.5. Primary runoff day in the rearview mirror. So much to talk about and information to pass along. We'll do that coming up in just minutes. Dr. Bill's got our forecast in 1 minute, and now we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Beechwood Lane and Lancewood Drive West. Trees down in the area knocked down a power line, so Alabama Power's heading there this morning. No accidents. So far, state troopers are clear. No major backups or delays. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway over towards the Eastern Shore, it's been a good start to the morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks. And check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. And right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday as the dust is settling from yesterday's primary runoff. And by the way, too, thank you for all the folks who joined us last night for the extended coverage, 8 to 10 last night.
Excellent job.
And thank you. It was real fun and a lot of voices on from different parts of the state. I think it's good to get perspective. We're bouncing around with Dale Jackson on from up in the Huntsville area, WVNN, Matt Murphy from Birmingham, Todd Stacey from Montgomery. Of course, Jeff Poore was in with us the full time. But to hear, Dalton, when we heard like Matt Murphy's take on something in Birmingham or Dale Jackson's take versus our take, there's about 80% that's the same, and then there's that margin of how somebody in Jefferson or Shelby County sees it compared to somebody in Mobile and Baldwin County, how somebody in Madison County sees it compared to somebody in Montgomery County.
Yeah, the different views last night were just great, and I think I compared it for myself. It was like listening to a sports roundtable with like Paul Feinbaum, Phil Savage, and Danny Sheridan, except it was with local politics, with everybody that you had on last night. Just some great information. I learned a whole lot, and it was a lot of fun in the process.
And we're going to hopefully be doing it again come November for the general, but we'll talk more about that. Let's get into what's news as of this morning and check headlines with Kelly Finley.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah, so, of course, this is local, but nationally and really internationally, because many people with their eyes on the state of Alabama, including the president, commenting on, you guessed it, Twitter, saying at 5:44 our time this morning, congratulations to Martha Roby of the great state of Alabama on her big GOP primary win for Congress. My endorsement came appropriately late, but when it came...
Appropriately late. Like being casually late, appropriate. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But when it came, the, quote, floodgates opened and you had the kind of landslide victory that you deserve. Enjoy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the four-term incumbent, she will now represent the GOP on the November ballot, which of course is November the 6th, and she will face off against Bobby Bright, a former Democrat who tried to cast himself as the more authentic Trump ally in the low turnout Republican contest. That's what happened last night. She is now going to move ahead to November. So this will be interesting because we were talking during the break about how national news really is part of the local conversation.
And I think they find that, so your job you'd be tasked with, let's say you're at the New York Times or anywhere else, mm-hmm. you say, let's look around the country. Today you have runoffs. Let's find a series of stories that you can link. And once again, they don't go into this to try to lie. They go into it to try to build a news story where they say, these kind of things are reflective of the midterms across the country. And so they then put together, you know, a formula,
yes.
and then where I think the bad part happens is when they try to force stories into that template, because something might have been true in New York State, or something was true in Kentucky, or something was true in Nevada. They then say, okay, this theme's going this way, so let's put this story into it. And it doesn't fit in Alabama. This idea that Bobby Bright was going to give Martha Roby a run for their money, and of course they wanted to do that because Martha Roby had spoken out against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But also understand that Bobby Bright voted for Nancy Pelosi. Bobby Bright was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who switched around, who then, so obviously, what I think the New York Times story or elsewhere should be, you know, people in Alabama aren't, you know, dumb like we thought they were. They can't just be told somebody is more Trumpy than somebody else and vote. They actually go back and look at record and make a decision that way.
It's so, I love how you break it down, because some people think they know, but when you look at the layers and what's involved, it's so much more than your party affiliation. There's a backstory.
There's a backstory, right.
And with Bright, you know, having switched over from Democrat to the GOP, right? That's an issue to some people.
Yep.
And we're going to watch this. And so what happens...
And just saying you're Trump's person. Now, everybody in this last campaign cycle, it seemed like, just in the Republican side, said they're Trump's person. Not everybody cannot be the Trump candidate. If everybody's a Trump candidate, then no one is
some
a Trump
Some are more
candidate.
Trump than others. I mean, that's their claim to fame.
Yes.
So I should say, so Roby is set to face a Democrat, Tabitha Eisner,
yes.
in the November general election.
New kid on the block. New name in the political mix.
Interesting. So this will be very interesting. All right. So this went a little longer than I expected, but I will say this. Throughout the morning, we're going to hear more about what happened last night, of course. And thank you to all of you who tuned in last night. Our team did a fantastic job. It's fun to watch. It's like the Super Bowl.
For political wonks, like,
yes.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, yeah, the numbers on that Roby versus Bright, mm-hmm. 48,277 for Martha Roby, 22,767 for Bobby Bright.
Ooh.
Yeah, 68-32. So for those in the national media that said it's tight, it's down to the wire in Alabama for Martha Roby, what could possibly happen here in the U.S. Alabama Congressional District 2? What can happen is a shellacking.
They weren't biting their nails on that one.
No, not very much. Mm. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate the tag team.
It's good. It's good. Listen, we got lots to talk about. Plus, the folks that won yesterday, mm-hmm. Some of them will join us today to talk about what it took to get them across the finish line in the runoff. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. And plus, Jeff Poore, you can't run him off. He's coming back again this morning.
He has a cubby hole.
Yes. So he'll be back on with us here shortly. 615 FM Talk 106.5.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from 6 major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting outside a home on Clay Street late last night, not far from Florence Howard Elementary School. The victim is a man, but we do not know his condition this morning. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor. In the Republican runoff for attorney general, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King.
We ended this campaign campaign with a commercial with a hashtag Alabama Strong, it not only speaks to the quality of people that I have the chance to serve in this state, but it also speaks to what it is that we have the opportunity collectively to do.
Marshall will face Democrat Joe Siegelman in November. A race too close to call this morning is the runoff for the District 2 seat in the State House of Representatives. 25 votes separates Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer and Call News editor Willie Gray. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile on Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Or just give us a call, 626-3309.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the 2018 MLB All-Star Game at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the American League beat the National League 8-6 in 10 innings in a game that featured 10 home runs. Those 10 home runs beat the previous record of 6 All-Star Game home runs. The AL held a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's when Cincinnati's Scooter Gennett tied the game and sent it into an extra inning with a 2-run homer.
Here's one into right. Back at the wall. This thing is tied.
Then at the start of the 10th inning, a pair of Houston Astros hit back-to-back home runs with Lance Bregman and George Springer hitting dingers to lead off the 10th inning. And although Joey Votto would hit one more home run for the NL, the AL would go on to win 8-6. Lance Bregman was named the MVP of the game after he hit one of those go-ahead home runs for the American League in the 10th inning. Earlier Tuesday, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reported that Baltimore Orioles All-Star shortstop Manny Machado is expected to be traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, barring any last-minute issues with the deal. In 96 games this season, Machado has a .575 slugging percentage, 24 home runs, and 65 RBI. The Orioles have a 28-69 record this season. They've been expected to move Machado to another team while he's in the final year of his contract. At day two of the SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, and Arkansas had their chance to speak with the media. Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart was asked what his team learned after coming so close to winning the national championship before they ultimately lost to Alabama in overtime.
Those playoff games and that extra practice and that time preparing and those media sessions and those walkthroughs, all those extra games help develop your young players. We hope that valuable experience pays off for the team that's coming back this year.
New Florida Gators head coach Dan Mullen was wearing some custom-made Air Jordans at his media day, or as they call them in Auburn, Air Jordans, I guess that's what they call them. But after leaving Mississippi State to become the head coach in Gainesville, Mullen was asked about his expectations for the Gators.
The University of Florida stands for excellence, and that's the Gator standard. And I want to make sure I get our football program back on top and continue that excellence of where we've been.
Ole Miss head coach Matt Luke took over for former coach Hugh Freeze in July of last year. He led the Rebels to a 6-6 season, but this was actually his first time at Media Days as the Rebels head coach. Luke told the media that he felt that finishing last season with 3 wins in the final 4 games helped Ole Miss pull in a top 25 recruiting class. And at Arkansas, Chad Morris taking over as head coach of the Razorbacks after coaching 3 years at Southern Methodist in Texas. When asked about prognosticators picking the Razorbacks to finish last in the SEC West, Morris Moore said that his players have heard the critics and they'll be hungry to win to prove them wrong. In NFL news, former New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots wide receiver Brandon Cooks signed a 5-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the deal is worth $80 million. Cooks was traded to Los Angeles this offseason after one season with the Patriots, in which he had 65 receptions for 1,082 yards and 7 touchdowns. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory's been reinstated to the team on a conditional basis by the NFL. Gregory's missed 30 of the past 32 regular season games for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. Gregory met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell last month after attending rehab. He's allowed to be at training camp and participate in meetings, condition work, and similar activities, but he has not yet been cleared to practice or play in games. And to wrap it up in some big NBA news, early this morning, ESPN reported that the San Antonio Spurs are finalizing a deal with the Toronto Raptors that will send Spurs star Kawhi Leonard to Canada in a trade package that includes Raptors all-star DeMar DeRozan. 622 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents, but Beachwood Lane and Lancewood Drive West have got a tree down in the area and knocked down a power line. Alabama Power is heading there now. So far, a pretty good ride as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Watch for local radar, but nothing out of the ordinary so far on the way in. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at Special Events Mobile. Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Aftermath Wednesday from yesterday's primary runoffs. We'll get more details on that. Also, talk to some of the winners throughout the morning, and Jeff Poore joining us as well. Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up just about 10 minutes from right now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And just a heads up, please check Twitter. It's coming through right now, but we have a special guest tuning in this morning. You may know him. You may remember him. He hopped around about a week ago. Just putting that out there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay, so great news. As a woman reported missing from Mobile, she's been found. 37-year-old Lila Morris was last seen in Criolla Sunday night at the Max Discount. Police then turned to the public for their help on Tuesday. Online debit card statements seen by her mother, Susan Beck, show that her daughter visited a Zippy Mart near her home, which is off Rigby Road, and an Exxon gas station in Theodore, and also a Crystals in Saraland before going to Max and Criolla. Crayola. So, of course, the family was very concerned. Mom said that her daughter had been up for several days before going to bed Saturday night. Quote, she woke up rested on Sunday and was feeling fine. But again, she is now safe. No word yet on how police were able to locate 37-year-old Lila Morris. But it's a happy ending to that story. Let's take it to our state capitol as State Representative Alvin Holmes, the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives, lost his bid for re-election last night during the runoff election. This was in the House District 78 Democratic primary. Holmes, who was first elected to represent a Montgomery district in 1974.
Mm-hmm. I was two.
You're making us all feel a little bit older this morning.
Two.
He was defeated by Teacher Kirk Hatcher. Hatcher polled 1,704 votes, or 59%, to Holmes's 1,200 votes, or 41%. So 59% to 41%. Back in the June 5th Democratic primary, Holmes, he was leading a three-candidate field. But obviously that all changed last night. And then there's also this incumbent Senator David Burkett defeated Knight, in the Democratic runoff for the State Senate District 26 seat by 5,965 votes to 3,634. And then on the Republican side, incumbent State Senator Larry Stutz is a Republican, and he won 5,755 votes to hold off challenger Steve Lally in a runoff in State Senate District 6. The district is in the northwest portion of the state on the Mississippi state line. More election updates throughout the morning right here on Mobile Mornings.
Do we have audio from Alvin Holmes' concession speech?
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got?
Now, that's the wrong cut. All right, we're coming right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A close race for the Mobile County Circuit Court bench triggering an automatic recount. Brandy Hambright leads Harry Satterwhite by just 125 votes. Meanwhile, Spiro Cheriogatis is Mobile County's newest district court judge, and Chrissy Edwards wins the race for Civil Appeals Judge Place 1. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for Lieutenant Governor. In the Republican runoff for Attorney General, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King. Twitter is doing some house cleaning, deleting locked and suspicious accounts this week. Some of the social media platform's most popular accounts lost millions of followers. Former President Barack Obama has already lost 2 million followers in the cleanup, a little more than 2% of the 104 million followers he had at the start of the effort. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in his car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt. Now stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Well, hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners, commercial, and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
President Trump is revising his statement that he has no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. The president says he misspoke and meant to say there's no reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports during his clarification, digital images of his script were captured.
Photographs of the president's notes show that he wrote in his oft-repeated phrase, "There was no collusion," and crossed out part of this sentence that read, "Anyone involved in that meddling to justice."
Correspondent Abby Phillip, a Russian woman accused of spying for Moscow is due in federal court later. A grand jury indicted Maria Butina on charges of acting as an agent for the Russian Federation. Well, that deadly wildfire burning near Yosemite National Park in California continues to grow. The Ferguson fire is now up to 13,000 acres and is only 5% contained. On Wall Street, Dow and S&P futures are up. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. MGM Resorts International has sued hundreds of victims of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history in a bid to avoid liability for the gunfire that rained down from its Mandalay Bay Casino Resort in Las Vegas. The company argues in lawsuits filed in Nevada, California, New York, and other states it has no liability of any kind to survivors or families of slain victims under a federal law enacted after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Novartis today backed its positive outlook for 2018 after second quarter sales grew and reiterated it considers the Michael Cohen affair closed following weeks of turmoil in which the Swiss pharmaceutical giant has been scrutinized by the media and authorities for its ties to President Trump's former personal attorney. The statement comes after a report by Democratic senators last week that disputed parts of Novartis's account of its interactions with Cohen, who had a $1.2 million consulting contract with the company. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so showers obviously were in the mix yesterday. We discussed that, and I'm sure that'll be one of the multitude of excuses why turnout was low in yesterday's special, runoff for primary. What about today? Will they not go to their jobs? Will it rain again today?
We got another good chance for some rain, particularly showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Officially at the airport yesterday, we picked up over a half an inch, and the total now for the month is just about at the 5-inch mark. And we got a ways to go in the month of July. Normal rain totals are over 7 inches, so we're on the way toward that figure. And we got a chance today to pick up some more rain. The weather front now stalled over central Alabama. That's a major situation to produce thunderstorms here along the Gulf Coast. So look for some sunshine this morning, but then this afternoon, scattered thunderstorms. We should have enough sunshine to get us over the 90-degree mark, perhaps as high as 92. And the heat index should be up around 100-102 for this afternoon. Now, tonight, the thunderstorms, as usual, taper off through the evening. We'll see a low tonight around 75. And then tomorrow, another good chance for thunderstorms, especially late morning and during the afternoon. High tomorrow getting up over the 90-degree mark. As we look ahead, though, to Friday and the weekend, we're going to see fewer thunderstorms. That weather front over central Alabama will move back to the north and move out of Alabama. High pressure will build over the area. Fewer thunderstorms, but warmer temperatures. So Friday, a few afternoon thunderstorms up to 95 degrees, and then over the weekend, mostly sunny. Just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and looks like we're going to see temperatures up around 95 to 96 degrees for the weekend.
Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Still looking good. Quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean quiet. The Atlantic, still some thunderstorm activity way out in the eastern Atlantic, but nothing developing at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, check it in. Right now, 78 at our studios. We'll run through the numbers when we get back as well. I'll give you a few of them here as we go to the break. For Baldwin County, a handful of results that had people talking yesterday. And Baldwin County's turnout, I imagine when we see this, will be better than Mobile County's 9.5% turnout because you had, you had the judicial races here that drove people to the polls in Mobile County in those runoffs, but you had that state Senate District 32 that was such a big deal for Baldwin County in that Baldwin County Commissioner, now running for state senator, Chris Elliott with 52%. Over David Northcutt's 48%. Also one of the early ones and the biggest margin of anything we saw yesterday, I think maybe even statewide, let alone coming out of Baldwin County for Baldwin County Commission District 3. Joe Underwood, 65% of the vote. Mm-hmm. Tucker Dorsey, 35%, the incumbent. He was one of the first. We had gone on there maybe 5-6 minutes yesterday evening in the 8 o'clock hour when he conceded. Also, for probate judge, Harry Dolive with 54% of the vote. Alan Lipscomb with 46% of the vote. We'll give you some of the judge numbers here in Mobile County. I know that you have one that's still not over. So, Spiro Chirigatis over George Zogby, that's confirmed, that win. But this Hambright Satterwhite thing is so close that it's not only have we gone to we went through the primary, then we went to a runoff, now we're going to a recount.
I think the last numbers had Hambright ahead by 125 votes. That's what I'm seeing here.
120, when people say, my vote doesn't count.
And that's not even the closest race that we have right now. For District 102 state rep, yep. Willie Gray right now behind Shane Stringer by, I think, 25 votes is what it looks like. So it looks like a recount headed that way, too.
Wow. We'll talk more about that when we get back. Also get headlines with Kelly Finley all right here on Mobile Mornings.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. And Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15. Or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, tell us Beechwood Lane and Lancewood Drive West had trees down in the area and knocked down a power line. Alabama Power's there, and an Urban Forestry is on the way to remove the tree. No other accidents beyond that, and a quiet start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Just watch for a lot of radar again on the interstate. Be like that for the rest of the week. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes, and Abama Flooring now on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. See the reviews on Facebook and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 641, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Hey, by the way, your chance to win while enjoying dinner at the Original Oyster House. Here's how the plan works. The plan, if you would undertake this sometime between now and August 31st, your chance to go to either location of the Original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And at sunset, and before or after your dinner, whatever you choose, take a picture of that sunset, either from just outside the Original Oyster House or inside the Original Oyster House. Take that photograph of the sunset. If you want to get artsy with it, that's cool as well. Might help you win. You post that photograph to facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. OOH Sunset. That's the hashtag. Then you'll be in the running for dinner for two up to a $50 value, plus a tote bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House. The photographs will be on there. They will be judged, of course, by the Oyster House folks, but you can tag your friends in it on Facebook and encourage them to come over and vote for you and give you some support. And so what you got to do first, though, is go out for dinner tonight, maybe over the weekend, whenever. Take that sunset photograph and post it to facebook.com/Original Oyster House and the hashtag OOH Sunset. And dinner for two may be yours, so good luck. All right, 6:44, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Okay, so this headline, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. It's the day after, right?
Yeah, that's right. Aftermath, dust settling.
I have to give you this story.
Okay.
It's official. Rebecca Caldwell Mason and former Governor Robert Bentley are back together again.
Okay, like they weren't, okay.
It took a court of law, though, to confirm it. You'll recall she was the governor's former advisor. That relationship turned into a little bit more, a lot more after audio tapes were revealed. The governor forced to resign. He goes through a divorce. The duo are back together. They're working for his medical practice.
Mm-hmm. Where he's doing the cool sculpting, like we got the commercial where he's cool sculpting the fat away for people in Tuscaloosa. By the way, possibly if we just run out of anything else to do on the Midday Show today, I have threatened, like I did yesterday on Twitter,
yes,
to put some romantic music in the background and read the portions of the transcript. This coming out of, this is coming out of...
That would be great.
NC-17 stuff.
It is, and some sworn testimony, so there's a portion there where there's a little extra, and former Governor Bentley describes what he did and did not do, in his opinion, with Rebecca Mason.
I will possibly read that.
We want to think of him as
the former governor and leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till you hear this.
Okay, so all this information was part of a June deposition related to the civil suit going on right now, filed by Spencer Collier. Of course, he's the former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. So, under questioning, Bentley confirmed that, yes, Mason works as his office manager for his Tuscaloosa-based medical practice called Dermatology Care of Alabama. I remember when we first heard, you know, rumors and swirling of could they, should they, would they, and we tried to call and she's not listed on their Facebook page. She's not listed on the roster. There's no picture. That's why, I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out prior to this, but now we know. She works there 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 days a week, and 9 a.m. to noon on Friday. Makes about $60,000 a year. Yeah, so the relationship continues on. Listen to this quote. During the deposition, the former governor says, "Now, did I really care about her? Did I really love her? I did, and she did me, and we still do. It's a very close, affectionate friendship, so that's how I describe it." Governor's wife of 50 years filed for divorce back in 2015. Okay? You may be wondering, well, what happened to Rebecca Mason's husband?
Yeah, John.
Right.
With no H. Where's John with no H?
Oh, my God. His LinkedIn page lists him as a real estate agent with True North Real Estate, Real Property Specialists of Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just
they still married?
They still have the same last name?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
But remember, she has a special friendship with the governor, former governor.
Well, the governor says something like, yeah, he said, but that's when the affection became more involved. You know, it did involve touching and kissing, and I would hold her hand the times that I was with her, which was not a lot. But as far as what you imply as a sexual...
Yeah, I'm not going to get into
we'll get to that later in the midday show, but so I'm working on it.
He had a dermatology practice in Tuscaloosa before becoming governor. He maintained his medical license, but his plea deal prevents him from seeking political office in the future, so we know that he will not be going for any political seat. But as the governor turns, my goodness, I mean, more twists and turns to the story. Coming up next time, we'll talk more about United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley and what has happened overnight at Metro Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877bigview, 877-244-8439.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full-service mechanics, the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting outside a home on Clay Street late last night, not far from Florence Howard Elementary School. The victim is a man, but we do not know his condition this morning. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor. In the Republican runoff for attorney general, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King.
We ended this campaign with a commercial with a hashtag Alabama Strong. It not only speaks to the quality of people that I have the chance to serve in this state, but it also speaks to what it is that we have the opportunity collectively to do.
Marshall will face Democrat Joe Siegelman in November. A race too close to call this morning is the runoff for the District 2 seat in the State House of Representatives. 25 votes separates Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer and Call News editor Willie Gray. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force.
Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Last night, the 2018 MLB All-Star Game, the American League beat the National League 8-6 in 10 innings. There were only 10 home runs in this game. That was actually enough for a record in the All-Star game.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, the previous record was 6 home runs in the All-Star game. Last night, they hit 10. Basically, all the scoring came from homers. The AL held a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's when Cincinnati's Scooter Gennett tied the game, sent it to an extra inning with a 2-run homer.
Here's one into right. Back at the wall. This thing is tied.
At the start of the 10th inning, a pair of Houston Astros hit back-to-back home runs, with Lance Bregman and George Springer both hitting homers. And although Joey Votto would hit one more home run for the NL, the AL would go on to win it 8-6. Lance Bregman was named the MVP of the game after hitting the go-ahead home run for the American League in the 10th inning. Earlier Tuesday, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reported that the Baltimore Orioles are trading all-star shortstop Manny Machado to the Los Angeles Dodgers, barring any last-minute issues that may arise. In 96 games this season, Machado has a .575 slugging percentage, 24 home runs, and 65 RBI. The Orioles have a 28-69 record this season. They've been expected to move Machado to another team while he's in the final year of his current contract. At day two of the SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, and Arkansas had their chance to speak with the media. Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart was asked what his team learned after coming so close to winning the national championship before ultimately losing to Alabama in overtime.
Those playoff games and that extra practice and that time preparing and those media sessions and those walkthroughs, all those extra games help develop your young players. We hope that valuable experience pays off for the team that's coming back this year.
New Florida Gators head coach Dan Mullen was looking cool, or maybe trying to look cool, in some custom-made Air Jordans at his media day. After leaving Mississippi State to become the head coach in Gainesville, Mullen was asked about his expectations for the Gators.
The University of Florida stands for excellence, and that's the Gator standard. And I want to make sure I get our football program back on top and continue that excellence of where we've been.
In some NFL news, former New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots wide receiver Brandon Cooks signed a 5-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the deal is worth $80 million. Cooks was traded to Los Angeles this offseason after 1 year with the Patriots. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory's been reinstated to the team on a conditional basis by the NFL. Gregory's missed 30 of the past 32 regular season games for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. Gregory met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell last month after attending rehab. He's now allowed to be at training camp and participating in meetings, conditioning work, and similar activities, but he has not yet been cleared to practice or play in games. And in some big NBA news overnight, ESPN reported that the San Antonio Spurs are finalizing a deal with the Toronto Raptors that will send Spurs star Kawhi Leonard to Canada in a trade package that includes Raptors all-star DeMar DeRozan. Leonard's been unhappy in San Antonio. He's been clear that he plans to sign with the LA Lakers when he becomes a free agent next summer. 6:54, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from six major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Nice ride so far for traffic from Loxley, Malbus, and Daphne, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore checking in accident-free and no delays. Airport, Schillinger, Moffitt, Dolphin, and 65 all running smooth. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5. And we'll talk more about the stories, the narratives around what happened yesterday in those primary runoffs. I'll just give you the raw numbers here as we head to the news break, but some of them that maybe we're not finished by when we wrapped at 10 o'clock last night with our live election coverage. I think we had a lot of it locked down, but Will Ainsworth winning over Twinkle Cavanaugh, pretty narrow here, 51% to 49% for the lieutenant governor. Also, the attorney in the runoff primary for the Republicans. Also, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, 62% over Troy King's 38%. That's probably one of the ones that stood out to a lot of people. People thought that was going to be a closer race. It was not. Supreme Court Justice, place one, Sarah Stewart, 57% over Brad Mannheim, 43%. Civil Appeals Judge, Alabama, place one, Christy Edwards over Michelle Thomason, 54% to 46%. Also, in the Ag Commissioner race, it was not Dial time. Mm. It was Rick Pate's time, 57% of the vote to Gerald Dial's 43%. Also here locally, when we come back, we'll talk about those judicial races. Some of them are a done deal. Some of them are going to recount. We'll give you details when we return right here on Mobile Mornings.